I have kind of a two-parter.
Tell us your name first.
Bruce LaRange.
Oh, hi, Bruce.
Hi. These two parts don't have anything to do with the other, so I guess it's two questions.
Right? Okay.
I leapt into the fray recently with a relative defending creationism and was kind of stopped by this question. And I wrote it down because I was trying to remember exactly how he asked me. He said, as you know, scientists measure the distance of stars and planets in light years. If the universe was created 6,000 to 7,000 years ago, how can there be stars whose light we are now seeing has taken 5 billion years to get here if they didn't even exist 6,000 years ago?
Yeah, well, I can give you a simple answer to that question.
Good.
God not only created the planets, but he also created their light, and he not only created their light, but he created the full span of their light to reach the earth instantaneously. In other words, if God is able to create the universe, he certainly can stretch the light as far as he wants in that creative act. Do you understand what I'm saying? In other words, God doesn't say, well, I have the power to create the light. Now I'm going to have to hang around for 10 billion years till the light gets where I want it to go. The point is, if God can create the light, he can create the light not only where it originates, but where it reaches. So we would, and there is evidence to that effect. There is evidence to that effect. I'm not a scientist. You can come to the college and ask George Howe, the head of the science department, who is a former president of the Creation Research Institute, and he'll probably sit you down and give you a 4-hour lecture. But the bottom line on it is, and that's a big question, Bruce. It's a bigger question than it appears. Because what you're saying is true in every part. For example, when God created Adam, did he create an embryo? Did he create a fetus? Did he create a child? Did he create a young man? Or did he create a full-grown adult? Well, he created a full-grown adult. And when he created Eve, he didn't create a little baby and say, Adam, she's nice, but you'll have to wait 21 years. Right? I mean, he created a grown woman. And when God created animals, he created grown animals. When he created creation, for example, on the day that he created all the plants, did he create all the seeds in the ground and then everybody waited till the plants grew? No. Instantaneously created a full, mature creation. So when you look to the stellar heavens and you look at the space and the planets and the stars and the light and all the things that are a part of that, he instantaneously created that in its full maturity. So that there's no necessity to have time for all those light years to bring the light to our vision. Okay?
Meaning that the system of measurement is wrong.
Well, the system of measurement assumes uniformity.
Mm-hmm.
But we believe that God creates instantaneously a whole universe of fully mature creation. Mm-hmm. So that the universe is 6 days after he starts as fully mature as it is right now. It's instantaneously created in its maturity. It's not created in a series of embryonic forms which must evolve and evolve and evolve and evolve to get where they need to be. So it's a fully mature world and universe that he has created.
Okay, I think I don't understand that. No, I'll
Well, of course you don't. But the point, nobody understands that. But we believe that. And of course, the evidence is from every angle indicative of the fact that we live in a very new world and a new earth and a new universe. And that's what science is over and over again demonstrating. And the only way that can happen is to have a fully created universe. Now, let me take you a step further. There are only two possible views of creation, okay? One is that creation is, as we know it today, is the result of a sequence of time and uniform change, right? Which is the evolutionist view. You have uniformity. In other words, you look at a bunch of strata. You look at a cliff with all the strata, right? And you say, well, it took so many billion years for this, and then so many billion years for this, and so many, either that, or there was a tremendous catastrophe, a catastrophic event that literally shaped the face of the earth in an instant. And biblical creationists believe that there were two great cataclysmic events that shaped the earth. Event number one was a 6-day creation of a fully matured earth and universe. That is catastrophic. Now, science looks at that, and based upon the theory of uniformity, they're looking at the world and they're seeing it change right now. And so they project the changes now back into time and they want to take them all the way back until there was nothing. And that strings them out billions of years because they don't allow for a catastrophic event. But uniformity is not necessarily true. You can't prove that that's true. The second great catastrophe was what? The flood, the universal flood, which in one fell swoop, when God drowned the entire world, shaped and reshaped the whole earth. And out of that flood came the great ice age and the icebergs, the whole shot. The earth was dramatically shaped instantaneously in the catastrophe of the flood. So, as a result of that, you cannot apply to all of the past history of the earth and the universe a uniform system of change. You have to allow for catastrophe, an instantaneous catastrophe in creation and an instantaneous catastrophe in the flood. Instantaneous, a little bit longer than that, but that's
even,
how you look
But at even it. If it was catastrophically created, that star, the light would still take as long as the scientist says it would.
Not if God created the light in its full span. He didn't just create it here. He created it in its full span. He created it all the way along the path.
I see.
Okay.